Rickleblog, 31 October 2006. Talia Sow. It sometimes happens that the Wall Street Journal publishes the perfect article. I present the one at the left from the 25 October 2006 edition as an exemplar. Tricks of the trade. A dentist hands out treats. Norman Tinnenoff, director of the pediatric dentistry program at the University of Maryland, doesn't fret over how much candy kids eat on Halloween. They're much more likely to get a stomach ache than a cavity from a night of gorging, he says. Dr. Tinnenoff says that parents who vow to keep their children away from sugary foods the rest of the year are setting up unreasonable expectations. When his daughter was young, he focused on how often she ate sweets instead of a total ban. Dessert at the end of a meal is not a big deal, he says. But frequent consumption of sugary foods, especially those that keep sugar in the mouth for prolonged periods, can lead to cavities. Sticky sweets, even raisins, and hard candies such as lollipops are among the worst offenders, he says. To satisfy his own sweet tooth, Dr. Tinnenoff chooses chocolate. Chocolate with high cocoa content, and therefore a low percentage of sugar, can actually help protect teeth against cavities, he says. Author Chris Swiak. Returning to my part, no lesser a personage than the director of the Good Housekeeping Institute herself, circa 1980, repeated to me the last sentence of this article. She used the term anti-cariogenic properties, which I actually prefer, but in lay articles I take what I can get. I wonder why my dentist always gives me a lollipop at the end of a session. And there's an asterisk down here as usual. A valid question might be, how come you, the man who just recently learned to make tea, has hobnobbed with the director of the Good Housekeeping Institute? Valid as it may be, the answer for now will have to be coincidence.